at The Loving Touch. This is going to be a solo set for Mick Bassett, and then All the Wild Children, who are scheduled to come into the live drive at 5 in a couple of weeks, as well as Bellbeat are playing at One Eyed Betty's on Troy Saturday night. The Hogans are playing Saturday night in St. Clair Shores at Fishbones. The Square Pegs are playing Lucky Strike Lanes in Novi on 12 Mile Saturday night. And it is Jim McCarty's birthday at Callahan's in Auburn Hills Saturday night. And don't forget, PJ's Lagerhouse is having Honky Tonk Throwdown all weekend, and they got a great lineup every night, including Saturday night, Desolation Angel and Ryan Dillaha. Let's listen to some more of the Luddites doing Voodoo Love. You can check them out at the Riley Park Friday night, and we are about to go live in a matter of minutes with Almost Free in the studio. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Here's the Wall Clocks, who are going to be with Seven Birds and One Stone at the Miami Friday night. We are just a matter of minutes away from Almost Free, live in the studio. are listening to Crooked Joint, My Best Friend. They are going to be playing two nights at Mario's, the 1477 Mario's of Troy on John R., both Friday and Saturday night. Let's listen. We will be going live in the studio in a matter of minutes with Almost Free. In the meantime, we're going to continue the calendar going with Ryan Dillahunt, who is going to be playing at PJ's Throwdown. Check and see what day. Saturday night. This is off his Love Alone CD called Chains. We are ready to go live in the studio with Almost Free. Let's bring down Ryan Dillahunt.
All right, we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today with Almost Free. Hey, fellas, are you there? No.
I heard him. They're there.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, guys.
What are you going to start off with us today?
Oh, we're going to start off with a song LP, Modern Mistakes, called Never Said a Single Word.
Take it away.
Thank you.
Oh, Almost Free. All right. Yeah. Oh, in fact, you got a full studio here today, and for just three guys, you guys are making a nice big sound.
Well, you know, that's what we go for, doing the most with what we have.
Would you like to introduce the rest of the guys in the band?
Oh, yeah, sure. We got Mr. Bobby Mpemba on bass and synthesizer and monotron, and Garen Stevens behind the drums, and I'm Andy Bird, guitar vocals.
And you've got some big shows coming up next week, don't you?
Yes, as a matter of fact. We're doing June 15th. We're going to be playing No Man's Tour kickoff show with the Summer Pledge and O Condor. This place called The Shack in near Woodbridge in Detroit.
I've seen it, but I've never seen anybody play there. So.
Yeah, apparently it's a venue now.
That'll be real cool. Yeah.
And we've also got one more. August 4th, we're playing at the Northern Lights Lounge with Technicolor Hearts from Austin, Texas, and Manic Moves.
Okay, that's a real cool little place, too. So you'll have to check it out. But would you like to give us some more music for today?
Sure. Well, if I don't trip over these wires here, we're going to do a song called Generation Y. So let me just get the levels here. One moment.
Okay. They've got to set their levels. They're very delicate. They're very precise. And they're ready to go.
Thank you.
Well, all right. Almost Free. It's a pleasure having you guys in. I've seen your name on the calendar several times over the last couple of years, and so it's a pleasure having you guys in here today.
Yeah, it's great being here. When was the last time we were here? Maybe 2006, I want to say. 05. It was a long time ago. We had actually a fourth member in the band at that point.
Ah. Yeah.
In fact, where did the name Almost Free come from?
Well, initially, I just saw on the back of a magazine and didn't really mean anything. We were just trying to find a band name so we could play a show and be a band and everything. But I think as we've matured and tried to view it in the context of what it could potentially mean, that, you know, maybe it refers to, you know, the state of existence and in democracy and freedom, you know, where freedom is, I guess you would say, a subjective term. So you're never truly free, you're only almost free. In that sense.
That's true.
If I could make a request, though.
Yes, you may.
The sound guy, I just need a little more vocals in the mic.
Yeah. It seems like you did just boost the sound vocals. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah, we knew we had some problems during the first song.
Cool.
Hopefully we've taken care of that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, should we do another song?
Yes, sure. Yeah, we got a late start, so let's get it going.
Okay, this is going to be a new song. We're in the process of recording and finishing an EP right now, so I'll let you know more about that in a minute. This is a song called Farewell. Thank you.
Okay, we got an audience in here.
All right. As you said, you guys were here about 10 years ago.
No, not quite.
Yeah,
seven,
you know,
eight.
We've been a band now for over 9 years, so could potentially have been that long ago.
Oh, I think it was what? I think you guys said, what, 2005 you were in for a show?
Yeah, 2005.
So 2012,
yeah.
So that's
not
we
okay.
But yeah, we had a keyboard player at that point, and our sound was a lot different.
Okay.
You know.
But you guys have been, all three of you have been together for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, we've all been together since March of 2003. That was our first show at what once was known as the Wired Frog in Roseville, where all the kids got started. And so, yeah, we had our first show there.
Well, how did you guys get together?
Well, I don't know. Do you guys want to field this one? Anyone? Okay. Well, Garen, I mean, Bob and I were friends for a while, and I started playing guitar, and then we started kind of learning our instruments together, you know, in junior high and everything. And then we were walking through Dodge Park one day, you know, just being kids, having fun, and we saw this kid playing on like a bucket underneath a overpass, you know, and he was just jamming out by himself. He was like in tattered clothes and everything. It was just, we're like, what is this guy? So we went over and started talking to him, and he's, you know, it turned out he lived in the area and he was playing drums and everything. So we're like, well, we need a drummer, so why don't you come and play my little brother's drum kit in our basement? And he's like, oh, you guys have a drum kit, that's awesome. And then we just started playing from there, and it really worked out. I think the first song we jammed, we played War Pigs by Black Sabbath pretty much perfectly because we were all into that music at the time. So yeah, kind of a, you know, happenstance, serendipitous.
And you're still playing today, so.
And yes, we're still playing today.
And do you still do War Pigs once in a while?
Sadly, I think we've maybe we've forgotten that one. But,
oh, well, hey, you've moved on, and now you, in fact, you're doing a lot of other things. Why don't you do something other than War Pigs for us right now?
We'll do a song. This is from our last release, this EP we released in 2011 called In Out. It's a song called Really Don't Know. We'll be right back.
and they are. Well, we got to do a shout out to Laura, who's listening online and just posted that you sound great.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much, Laura.
All right. Now tell me, for all these songs you're playing, they're all original songs, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, who's the main songwriter in the band?
Well, I guess I do most of the writing, lyrics and songs, things like that, you know, just whenever we can. And then I might show them to the band and then we'll work them out together, that kind of thing, you know.
Okay. So, Vic, what have been some of your main influences? Your manager tells us you're high-energy synth rock.
Yeah. Well, you know, we try to put bits and pieces of synth and other things, I guess, you know. But I don't know. I mean, what would you say would be our sound, guys? What do you think? Yeah.
It sounds great.
It sounds great. Yeah, it is what the manager says it is.
I would just say alternative rock. You know, I like to lump it under that big category, you know.
It's always been really hard for us to put our finger on it.
Well, hey, you don't have to put your finger on it. You just have to be able to play it.
Well, you guys need to get us a CD at the station because there's several DJs here on WHFR that play electronic music and play indie music in their shows. And this would be a perfect fit on a couple of different shows.
Okay, yeah, we'll make sure we'll get
when you get your CD
out. We have, yeah. I mean, we've got, with last album we released, 2011, and out, that was, I don't know if you guys have that yet. Actually, when last time we were on here, we didn't have any formal CDs. We had some basement recordings and things like that.
Well, I've looked through our local stack while you were setting up, and we don't have your CDs here, so we'll have to get that in here.
We'll take care of that today.
Okay. It'll be a done deal. Why don't we get done talking and get back to some more music?
All right, cool. We're going to do another new song. This is, again, we're working on right now with Bob Ebeling in Electric Lab Studios. So this is a song called The Mirror Stage. And again, just let me get set up here. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Mm. All right. Hey. Now, for that big full sound, you've got a lot of things going on there.
Yes, we do.
Would you like to tell us what are you playing today, Andy?
Well, I'm playing a 1978 Telecaster Deluxe, mainly original, through a Marshall triple super lead, 412, 100 whatever watt, I don't know. I'm using, let's see here, various fuzz distortion pedals, whammy pedal, lots of delay. My main tool would be the Boss Giga Delay, which allows me to store numerous settings and delay times, and I can, adjust them on the fly. Bob, why don't you go ahead and talk about what you're using over there?
Yeah.
Got a pretty standard Ampeg half stack for my bass. All the noise you were hearing on the last one was mainly coming out of a Korg Monitron, which is an analog ribbon synthesizer that is modeled after the, I'm going to say MS-20. It was a big synthesizer, I think, on the 80s. But, get that thing through a PA system or soundboard like this one, it sounds huge. Very cool.
Yeah, it's tiny. It was like $60, and it's maybe the size of a pack of cigarettes or something.
Very
small. Really small.
I can see it sitting over on top of the, I thought it might have been a cell phone or something.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a kind of indie cell phone. we also use samplers and things like that. I've got a Digitech Jamman looper pedal we'll use sometimes to bring in things that we just can't physically play. And we need to pre-record and have them going on, like a, ominous synth sound or something. I don't know.
And what's Garen Stevens over there playing on his drums?
He, believe it or not, is still beating on the same bucket that he was maybe about 10 years ago.
Yep. So it's slightly modified bucket. No, it's a Gretsch kit, right?
It is a Gretsch renowned maple. Yeah, it's a pretty nice kit.
Yes.
And a white plastic bucket.
And he still uses the bucket to this day. Even if it isn't for drums, it's for other things. He just, still uses it to practice, believe it or not. If we're on tour or somebody's in the van, just got to be beating on that bucket. I don't know.
All right, well, now with all this stuff that you've told us about, with all the stuff you've got to play, what are you going to play on it?
Well, we're going to play, the next song is called Times We Used to Have. This is from our EP.
Very high-energy synth rock.
This would be where that term comes from, I believe.
Once in a while, I reminisce about the good old days. Let's dive again. Modern ways, the times we used to wear, the times we used to wear. Let's go back faster.
Free here on the Motor Live Drive.
That's right. In fact, you've got a big show coming up next week. You want to tell us all about it again?
Yeah, sure. This is going to be down in Woodbridge. This place called The Shack, June 15th. We're playing No Man's Tour kickoff with The Summer Pledge and O Condor as well. Again, that's June 15th at The Shack.
And that's outside the bar, isn't it?
I believe so.
It's like a little corner corner neighborhood park.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I'm not sure what time things are going down. Probably in the evening, I imagine. So hopefully weather pertains, you know, it should be nice. But to be honest, we haven't been there yet, so maybe they have modified, you know, to make it playable, even if the weather isn't that good. Who knows?
Well, we'll find out next week. Sounds like a real cool thing. And then in August, you've got a big show at the Northern Lights, don't you?
Yes. August 4th, we're playing at the Northern Lights Lounge in Detroit with Technicolor Hearts. They'll be joining us from Austin, Texas, and Manic Moves, a band who played their first show with us.
Ah, okay. Well.
All right.
And you have a website or a Facebook page in that where people can get a hold of you?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, you can try to find us on iTunes. I believe we're available there. But you can get all the links to the various internet websites on our current website, which is going to be changing very soon. But right now it's almostfreemusic.net. That's almostfreemusic.net.
And that's with only one L, isn't it?
Almost, yes. As in the word almost.
One almost. Yeah,
yeah, not all, and then another word most. All
almost
for
free music.
Yeah. But we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/almostfree with three E's. We had to do three because some cool guy has his username is almost free on Facebook or something. I don't know. It's not me. It's none of us. So
look for the band from Detroit,
yep.
Almost Free,
yep.
with three E's.
And we're now on YouTube as well. You can search for us. Finally got to that social media website.
All right, and you finally got here on WHFR again with a triumphant return.
We are back, the prodigal sons.
Oh, well, almost.
Yeah, almost. Almost prodigal.
Well, why don't we get some more music out of these sons?
All right, let me just get our levels going here. This is another new song. It's called Interpretation, and it will be on our upcoming EP. Thank you. Okay, start us off.
Thank you. Sound man Alan Cantino says your vocals have been getting more powerful with each song, and you're just getting warmed up.
Yeah, you know, I was doing vocals this week for the EP, and it seemed like I would be doing two or three, four takes before he was like, all right, your voice is finally where, you know, I want it or I like it. I guess it just needs a little breaking in, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to say it's about it for this show. We've got about 9 minutes left.
All right.
What can you give us in 9 minutes?
I believe we can fit in our last two songs.
All right. That's
so,
what we want.
We're going to start with something from our first album, Modern Mistakes. This is called Computer Relations. and we'll probably just go right into the next song, Don't Bother Me Now.
All right, and you can catch them next week, June 15th, at the Shack down in Woodbridge.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank our manager, Chris, and our good friend, Nardo Navdo. You can reach them at chris@blaringdivision.com if you're interested in booking. And we are almost free. Thank you. Oh, great. Okay.
Do it now, dude. Go.
We had prepared another. Okay, this is 20-something.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery